Faith, why did you doubt? got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is changing this plant very often. This time he changed and changed. Originally, he came to the place with the disciples to rest, to have a retreat. But then the people coming towards him, it was late in the evening. That's why he made the first miracle, one of the first miracles, to feed the 5,000 people with two bread, two fish and five loaves. Matthew didn't mention why he asked the disciples to go ahead of him to the other side of the lake, and he stayed back and he let the people await and he rest in the mountain to pray again. But John gave a reason. The Gospel John says, because the people would like him to be the king, because he finds that he is powerful. He fed us, so we can go against the Roman Empire. And because of this, Jesus let the disciples go away first. Because the disciples still knew, only 1 year with him, they can be influenced by the people that he become a political leader instead of the Son of God is the one, the Messiah is the one who sacrificed his life for the people. So he sent his disciples away for us, led them away from temptations. It's very important. If you find the place, it's tempting you, go at once. Don't stay. Otherwise, you'll get in trouble. And the people went away. He prayed until this 4th hour means from 3 to 6 o'clock. It's a very early morning. He was praying. If you have been holding in, you can see the sea is not very high. You can see the lake very clear. So at that time, if there's a moon, you can see very clearly what happened. The lake, and then he see the disciples struggling with strong wind against the boats. So with this in mind, he changed his plan again. Instead of staying in his prayer, he went down and walked to them, towards them. Jesus always watching us. If we are in danger, he will come. Even you don't ask. These disciples never asked Jesus, come down to save us. He came. You can have a faith. Now this time, Peter, can I come to you? Sure, come. But then he failed because he saw the water is so strong. Never did a human being walking on the surface of the water. He fell down. Jesus took him. Why are you afraid, man of little faith? Jesus, just in front of you, still your friend, may come step to us. Even Jesus, so close to us, we fail to believe in his power. Because many times, it's not happening. What we ask is not happening. So we're thinking that Jesus is not listening. But Jesus is there. On the boat. And he went on the boat. The water calmed. You see, Jesus now, sometimes that now things happen against us just to make us stronger in our faith. Don't be afraid. So this episode of the Gospel let us believe, even at times when you ask, not heard as if you haven't heard by the Lord, He heard it. A lot of time, maybe He give you some time to go against the wind. He will walk down. He will stay with you. When Peter cried out, Lord, save me. Take his hand. Jesus took his hand and walked through the boat. You can imagine how beautiful it is. Jesus loves us so much. He holds your hand if you ask. You have to believe. Ask will be given. Locks will be opened. Seek and you will find. This is our faith. Of course our faith is not blind faith. I don't have to work. I don't have to walk. No, you have to wait if you are. You have to exercise in order to walk better. But on the other hand, if Jesus nowadays you cannot walk, just take this opportunity. Offer. Many things failure. Offer. Don't complain. It's a chance to share the life of Christ. Life of Christ is not always successful. As a matter of fact, all his life and time from a human point of view is a case of failure. At the end, 12 of his apostles, one betrayed him, one denied him. You can imagine. And the other went away, except John. You can imagine. For 3 years, they stayed with him. They all say, we follow you. We will stay with you. Even one of Peter promised, I can go to prison with you. I can protect you. But Jesus said to Peter, Peter, tonight, before the cock crow, you'll be denied me 3 times. It happened. This is what we are. We are really men of little faith. But Jesus knows that we are like this. So don't be ashamed to admit you are like this. But on the other hand, trust. You know, he's praying. He went down. I think he's in a hurry. He knows the disciples are frightening. He went down towards them. I don't think he wanted to make a miracle to walk on the water, but just, you know, he's God. He can do anything. But it's not, he doesn't want to share, to show the people, I'm so powerful. No. He wants to say, I love you so much. You have trouble? I come at once. Even you can walk on the water with him, no problem. You can imagine. The mercy of God is always opening his heart for all of us. And then we can, at the end, the disciples say, they all kneel down, you are Son of God. This sense, it's a real meeting. He be the Messiah. Not the same thing as other people think about the Messiah. Messiah, the word is Hebrew word for anointed. No matter you're a king, a judge, a priest, are all called anointed people. Messiah is a particular name for the Jewish people, the one who take them away from the turmoil of the country. But they have a wrong idea only. But still Jesus is the Messiah. So they all kneel down. Today we are meeting him. He is the Messiah. He is the one who anointed. Anointed in the Lord, in the Holy Spirit. We too, we share his mission. We are anointed. When we receive totally the confirmation, we are anointed. When we become a priest, second time we are anointed. Or when you're dying also, you'll be anointed. Because we share the life of Christ, whatever you're as a priest, a dying person, a fresh person, young person, rigorous person, you are anointed. We are Messiah. Means we share the mission of Christ. That means to say nothing else, just to love all people like Him. No exception. Forgive people 70 times 7. Sleep well. Many times we don't sleep well because we anxious about, jealous about people, anxious about people, angry people. This is not a Messiah's work. Messiah is a giving. The Son of God is giving. So let us learn to give. Take it for granted if people are not responding. Jesus didn't receive any good response. Even the one who crucified and led to him, still with the people saying, hey, you are the Messiah, why don't help us to go down and we will believe you? And the other one, I bet we can learn from the other person, no? The other one, he said, man, he is a just man. We deserve our death. He is not. Jesus, he said, remember me when you go to paradise. And Jesus said, tonight you will be with me in paradise. This thief, for all his life, I don't know how old he is, maybe 30, 40 years old. He said, no, he condemned to die on the cross, must be very serious crime. Stealing, killing, anything. That he has done for whole life, just 1 minute of contrition. We were, that means he admitted, I'm wrong. Tonight, you will be me in paradise. So let us have this faith. The Lord tell him, remember me when you are in paradise. And admit we are like Peter, men of little faith. But we admit and say, Lord, we kneel down before him, asking him his forgiveness, giving us all his grace, prepared for it from eternity, for each one of us.